This creates extreme wind shear, or a sudden change in the wind's direction. The winds begin rotating, putting all the pieces in place for a deadly tornado outbreak. At the Emergency Operations Center, Director Rick McCoy is watching the storm develop. The 43-year-old Van Wert native grows increasingly alarmed.
National Weather Service and the Van Wert Emergency Management, this is W8FY.
We had been getting information that there was going to be a very large storm outbreak, and particularly there would be tornadoes. I realized it was going to be a bad day.
At 3:13 p.m., an enormous twister forms near the Indiana-Ohio border. Storm spotters who are working for Rick witness the funnel on the ground.
Watch here, it's going to go across the woods here.
My spotters on the western side of the county first saw it about 12 miles away approaching the city of Van Wert. What they were seeing was an incredible monster moving through our community.
The twister is an F3, the middle of the Fujita scale, which rates a tornado's damage. Winds are an estimated 200 miles an hour. Rick repeatedly sounds the tornado siren, alerting the 30,000 residents of Van Wert County that trouble is on the way. But not everyone hears the warning. 2 miles away,